Right on time. Everyone knows that different cultures have different ideas about punctuality. In some places, you are always expected to be on time even if you're just meeting friends for coffee. In other cultures, people regularly show up late to important events like classes and business meetings. These cultural differences are not a problem when it comes to dinner parties and family picnics, and there are definite advantages to living life at a more relaxed pace. But workplace lateness is more than a matter of etiquette. It can cost a country billions of dollars. Countries that value punctuality tend to be more fast-moving and more successful economically. But it's not easy to change attitudes toward punctuality. Just ask the Peruvians. In 2007, a group of university students in Lima, Peru, marched across town calling for a new Peruvian time. Traditionally, Peruvian time meant that you could expect people to be about an hour late. Even university professors would often show up late to their own classes. The student protesters believed that changing attitudes about punctuality could improve Peruvian society and also its economy. Apparently, the government liked the students' idea because soon afterwards it began a national punctuality campaign called Time Without Delay. The campaign started with a televised public ceremony that started on time, and a parade after the ceremony included a coffin to represent the death of the old Peruvian time. Sirens and church bells rang out at exactly 12 o'clock, and the president called on all citizens to set their watches. Businesses, schools, and government institutions signed agreements to be on time. Billboards and posters went up to remind people to be on time. A website published lists of government officials who arrived late and events that did not begin on time. Peru wasn't the first country to try to fix its punctuality problem. In Ecuador in 2003, a group called Citizens Participation adopted similar measures to make people aware of punctuality. The government, including the Ecuadorian president, supported the effort. People who showed up late to meetings were shut out, and newspapers printed lists of late arrivals. Unfortunately, by most accounts, the campaigns did not really work. There have been some improvements, but tardiness is still common. Why is it so hard for people to give up their customary tardiness? Some experts suggest that lateness may be more than just a habit. People may simply choose to be late because they think that others will be late. It's very hard to break the cycle. Andrew Horowitz, an economics professor from the United States, has suggested that the punctuality campaigns could not work because they didn't include any economic incentive. He says that when people have to pay for being late, they are more likely to show up on time.